Hegel, hey, and welcome to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup with me, Invincibly. Let's go on a journey as we discuss the latest antics of the Real Housewives we love, love, love. Today we're discussing the sixth episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Hillary's out rallying the girls up to audition for her new formed choir. Just when we thought peace were upon us, Lisa, Whitney, and Angie showed out for their auditions, while Jen threw a finsta fit over Angie's elf on a shelf husband. Oop! But girl, first we have to discuss Rinna's departure from Beverly Hills, and you bet we have to discuss Jen's 6.5-year prison sentence. A lot. Let's discuss all this and more, starting now on That Real Housewives Roundup.
Her husband gets his
Hey baby gorgeous, you good? Well, I hope so, cause these housewives ain't. They being messy, and some of their house husbands aren't far behind either. Just ask Angie Harrington. Child, this has been one jam-packed week in Housewives Haven with breaking news from the East Coast to the West Coast, which we need to get into right now. As you all might have heard by now, we've lost the infamous and iconic Lisa Rinna over in Beverly Hills. Yes, she announced the departure from the show through a statement by People magazine. And while many people were elated with the news, I must say, I'm quite saddened by this. She's been an iconic housewife. She brought storylines, moved the narrative, and played the game well for 8 whole seasons. The fact that her back didn't cave in from carrying multiple seasons is a miracle in itself. Then Diana also tried it with a lame exit statement and just, girl, bye. So Lisa Rinna, you will be missed. Your presence will be felt. Thank you for your service. But y'all, just when we thought that Lisa Rinna was the headline of the day, in came the Queen Bee and MVP of Salt Lake City. Bitch, Jen Shah showed up at the New York courthouse, ready to receive a sentence. I was weak when Candace over in Potomac tweeted, "Let me make it clear that none of my tweets today are about Jen. Let that lady go to jail in peace." Jail in peace? I'm weak. All I can say is, Teresa walked so Jen could run. Whose girl's intention was to make an entrance. Freshly did hair, face beat, showing out in a camel-colored Karen Millen cape coat and trousers, complete with a leopard-printed scarf, leopard-printed clutch bag, and leopard-printed heels to match. Bitch even had an entourage of family, friends, a business manager, therapist, and guards, the works. Girl, the fuckery even continued on into the courtroom. I mean, Judge Stein didn't come to play. He even asked Jen if a free Jen Shah merch is still being sold. Jen even had the audacity to tell the judge that since she got on her meds, she was now able to see all of her wrongdoings. Like, what the fuck? At last, Stein sentenced Jen to 6.5 years in prison with 5 years supervised probation. And yeah, girl needs to pay millions back in restitution. Jen needs to surrender herself on February 17th, and we deserve to have Bravo cameras at the ready. This story needs to come full circle. Oh yeah, after the sentencing, Hillary followed Whitney on Instagram since her ride or die got sentenced, and Jen just went ahead and did what she does best and had a lavish celebratory Italian dinner party for 20 at Valbella at the Park in Midtown, New York. Live your life, girl. The clock is ticking. My opinion? Jen needs to take the sentence and run with it. It could have gone way worse. And I think she knows. Kudos to her legal team. Yeah, I must say, her attorney Priya had her hands full, but Jen still needs meds, Jesus, and that prison sentence. Andy, I hope you've got Mary on the line and at the ready. Now, let's jump into the sixth episode of Salt Lake, titled Finster Fight. We open with Heather at the Alliance Theater, where she is setting up space for her choir. Yes, Heather is forming a choir, since she feels like she's missing some spiritual community interaction. So girl is forming her own for people that feel the same way. Together with her business partner Dre and choir director friend Corey, they're off to get this ball rolling, already planning their choir auditions and hymns to sing, all in time for Easter.
Babe, yeah. Easter's around the corner, and what is Easter without a hymn?
I have him and him and him.
Across town, Jen and Coach are out on the town, again, working on their marriage with an unconventional date night excursion. These two are out at a place called Altitude. Child, it's a damn trampoline park, and yes, Jen, asking if they were gonna get high after she saw that name. I wonder if this was also prescribed by their marriage counselor, cause child, that soul gazing that they did last time, that wasn't it. Coach is so excited to have Jen out here. But Jen wasn't here for the jungle gyms. Down and up and down and up they went until they landed on a pile of sponge squares, where Jen then thanked Coach again for standing by her, especially through all of her public trials and tribulations. And then, plot twist, Jen continues to tell Coach about the latest drama. An Instagram account surfaced that's been set up quite a while ago called Sha Exposed. It seems like this account has been created to attack Jen and her family, and girl ain't here for it, especially if this account is coming for her family too. Anyway, word on the street is that this account has been set up by Angie Harrington's husband, Chris. A grown-ass man, y'all. Being a keyboard warrior, inserting himself in housewife's mess. Child, Angie needs to check in on a man. I mean, who does that? Coach is dumbfounded. I'm dumbfounded. Jen feels humiliated and disrespected as she feels like getting to the bottom of this. A damn full-grown man with nothing better to do with his time. Y'all, just imagine. Over at the Barlow abode, Lisa and John are still trying to get through to their son Jack. He still ain't bothered with college. He wants to jump right into Bill Gates mode. Nothing special over there. Jack will keep on pondering on his future and let us know. In other news, Whitney's husband Justin has just been fired from his job due to Whitney being a public figure. Bitch, Whitney and Justin, who is very emotional about this, is sitting there trying to figure out what all of this means for them and their family's future now that they can't depend on Justin's salary anymore. Do they have to cut back on some things? Does Whitney have to sell her purses? It's all in the air. Justin has been the head honcho at his department for 7 years, a job that he loved, but after he and Whitney's bedroom antics came to light last year, the company felt it best to part ways with him. Whitney feels like she is being shamed again for the kind of woman that she is, and she refuses to feel guilty for it. A bummer. We move on to Beauty Lab and Laser, where Heather and Dre are discussing future business plans with their team. Beauty Lab and Laser are doing great. Business is booming, and they're getting ready to open up a second location in order to keep up with the demand. But until then, they have to extend their working hours and be in overtime mode.
Beauty Lab is all about immediate gratification, and if customers can't get in within the next 2 weeks, they will find somewhere else to get it. Botox waits for no man.
Heather feels overwhelmed with the pressure of the business, and she's getting pressure from a book editor too. She never anticipated for things to be so hard, especially with the subject matter of the book being such a sensitive issue. She feels like she's constantly having a crisis of conscience. All she wants is not to be identified as Mormon anymore while having her family intact and around her. I say kudos on the booming business. Y'all got something going on there. Strike while the iron is hot. And that goes for the book too. Well, speaking of the book, as Jen got sentenced, people turned to Jen's ride or die for comment. And girl took this moment to promote her upcoming book. The iron is still hot, y'all. Child, Heather is still venting to Dre. When we hear that Lisa Barlow went ahead and made a shitty move and posted Heather's father's funeral obituary on social media the previous day, just to prove a point that Lisa wasn't wrong about the specifics of their previous argument, here we go again. Heather tells that her dad was sent home from hospice to have his last moments at home when Lisa texted her saying, "I hope your dad is feeling better." A hurt and frustrated Heather said no, he passed, while he actually was on his deathbed. Y'all see where we're going with this? They're now fighting over technicalities. Lisa, in true Lisa Barlow fashion, wanted to be vindicated and wanted to prove to the world that she was right, that Heather's dad was still alive at the time when she sent the text. She didn't even take Heather's feelings or the fact that Heather is dealing with her father's death into consideration. And this is pissing Heather off. Heather lost hope and faith in any possibility of a friendship with Lisa. But y'all, now we have a problem, 'cause Lisa has been invited to the auditions to be part of Heather's choir, but now Heather wants none of it. Speaking of Lisa, Whitney is meeting up with her for a private yoga class. Now, why are these two at it again?
Whitney and I have a history of doing yoga together.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing!
Honestly, I wish she'd say, like, let's go shopping or fine dining. I mean, even driving through Taco Bell would be better.
I don't know what the point is of this yoga class, or this so-called friendship, but here, these two are confiding in each other. Whitney tells Lisa about Justin being fired from his shit job, her words, not mine, and then Lisa gets into the mess about her tweeting about Heather's father's obituary. According to Lisa, Heather lied about her, which is now making her look bad on social media. Girl. Even Whitney asked her, why did you have to prove a lie? That's the question right there. But girls feel she can't let it go. She needs to defend herself. She now realized that she went about it the wrong way and now wants to make it up to Heather at the damn choir auditions. Lock the doors, Heather. Barlow is coming. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of That Real Housewives Roundup. Join me each week as we discuss the latest antics of the housewives we love, the Roundup reviews, and my personal favorite, the Leanne Rimes. Go on, subscribe to this podcast, and engage with me on all socials at Real Housewives Roundup. Don't be tardy for this podcast party. Now, back to the show. We'll be right back. we're back. Right at dusk, as Seth and Meredith are out on the town at Provisions Restaurant. Why are they there, you ask? To meet Brooks and his significant other? To meet Lisa and John? No. They're out there meeting up with their new fine trauma friends, Chris and Angie Harrington. Boom. Now you know this is going to be some mess. Mess because we hear that Angie's keyboard warrior husband Chris is actually a 52-year-old man. Very important. And Ange feels like Meredith and her would be the perfect pair since they're bonded by trauma. Yep, they both have been at the receiving end of Lisa's wrath. Angie clears up the mess about the Lisa jazz game rumors and says that there was a conversation with Whitney, definitely about investors, but none about sexual favors. Chris mentions that Lisa's husband John even wants nothing to do with him. But y'all, this is where Angie dropped the scoop.
Do you think it could have been fueled by what happened on Instagram? Chris got really frustrated because he felt like I was being attacked in the media.
A lot of it felt like it was coming from Lisa.
And we were getting accounts that were saying things that only I had talked to her about.
In a very immature moment, as a 52-year-old man, please judge me later, but I created a fake account.
These two Harringtons are spilling the tea. All while Meredith and Seth are just sitting there, sipping it all, absorbing all of the mess. According to Angie, she's been attacked all over the media, and Chris were getting frustrated by this. They feel a lot of it was Lisa's work, and as a protective husband, Chris felt it was just right to create a fake Instagram account, aptly named Sha Exposed. Not Barlow Exposed, no. Sha Exposed. Boom. Again, a 52-year-old grown man felt the need to create a Finsta account to spread some social media mess in order to protect his wife's honor. Child, where do they find these people? Over at Sha Chalet 3.0, Heather is giving Jen a visit before a choir auditions the following day, and they get into the nitty-gritty about Chris's Finsta account. Jen gives Heather the whole dirty lowdown of this damn Instagram account that's been trolling all over the internet. Chris is very active. Chris has been busy all over the internet. Heather agrees it's a big deal. It's a big fucking deal. Jen says that she came to know about this Instagram account through Lisa. Jen didn't even believe Lisa and told Angie that Lisa is spreading these stories. Girl, all while Angie is sitting on all of this. Not long after, Jen received a call from Chris Harrington, who laid it all out on the table that it was all him. Imagine! Jen is now warning Heather about the Harringtons to be woke when it comes to them. Now Heather is in a position where she doesn't want to be in. She doesn't want to choose a side or a friendship. Hey, it is what it is. It's the next day, D-Day. And people are getting ready for the choir auditions. Lisa is putting John through it as she is singing her bit of Away in a Manger to him. Angie and Whitney teamed up and they're doing a Saints Go marching bit in full costume and choreography. These Salt Lake singers are taking it very seriously, hey. Heather is executive director with a panel of judges from Mormon singers to an American Idol finalist. Heather is doing the damn thing.
I was expecting American Idol, okay? There's five people and four of them are like related to Heather.
But y'all, Meredith and Jen showed up looking like they're going to be the honorable judges, ready to take their seats at the table when Heather stepped in and tasked Jen with the perfect position. Jen is tasked to be the Ryan Seacrest of the day. Jen Sha Seacrest it is. She is now out here hyping up the crowd, of course with a loudspeaker in hand. What else is going on? But Meredith, poor Meredith, she got the booby prize. Girl got demoted to assistant of the Sha Seacrest since Ryan needs a well very poised and discreet assistant. Meredith, you just got red. Red and demoted. But y'all, as Jenny's doing a sea-cresting job, hyping up the crowd of five, she bumps into Angie, who is there with Whitney, and Jenny's ready to go in on her. Ooh, girl is seeing red. Count to 6.5, Jen. Count to 6.5, if you know what's good for you. Next week, we see the mess at the auditions continue as Lisa shows up. And she came ready, not just to sing, but to get into it with Heather. Jenny's obviously having a screaming match with Angie, who is claiming the same position as coach. She's just the alleged innocent spouse. We all know how that ends. Then we see coach almost bursting an artery of anger over the fuckery.
On the shelf husband is gonna put you on a f***ing yacht, bitch.
Say I'm done.
Oh, and I rest my case, bitch. Let's close this mess with a Leanne rhyme. Hit it. Them Housewives made history and headlines galore. With Rinna gone, what will Beverly Hills have in store? Hopefully not another Finster fight. Enough of Chris Harrington and the Beverly bots, I know that's right. Let's hope Heather Squire will allow these ladies to thrive. But with Lisa's performance, I'm surprised they're all still alive. Jen ran the gig, she had the event in drive. But together with her, we shall count to 6.5. Bye, bitch.
I'm gone with the wind, fabulous. I'm gone with the wind, fabulous.